From Canton Valais to Canton Geneva, hundreds of people speak hundreds of different dialects, all are remnants of a time gone by, long before French was the official language of Western Switzerland. From one village to the next, residents have their own brand of what linguists term a patois. Raphaël Maître, a dialectologist from Neuchâtel, explains how you can distinguish between the different tongues.
So if you go to a village, you hear one dialect, and the name of this dialect is probably patois de, and the name of the place. And it's a little bit different from one village to another. You can say there is as many patois as there are villages, and there are a lot of villages.
Swiss patois is a mixture of Celtic, Latin, and French. Its very structure and vocabulary mirrors the history and people who have lived and ruled in Western Switzerland. To begin with, Celts ruled the area, and everyone spoke Celtic. Then along came the Romans, and everyone was forced to adopt Latin. When the Roman Empire collapsed, so too did the roads, trade ties, and social structures of the area. People travelled less and communities became more isolated, resulting in villages developing their own brands of language, which could only be understood by the locals. By the 16th century, the patois in its many forms was the only way to communicate. Later, French took over, starting in Geneva with the arrival of the Huguenots and then slowly spreading to other cantons. French was soon the official language and was reinforced by laws and trade ties with France. The many dialects of Western Switzerland started to absorb French words and French accents. But as a Francophile, would you be able to understand the patois?
You wouldn't understand anything. Everything is different. Sounds are different. Word order is different, the grammar is different, verbs are not conjugated the same.
With so many differences between patois and French, it's amazing that the languages have survived, especially given the effort it requires to keep them alive. The dialect represents a unique aspect of Swiss culture, but because it's mostly spoken by the older generation, there's a big risk that patois will die out if it's not learned by their grandchildren. But as Maître points out, this is not always the case.
One notable exception is Evolène, and there, some children speak patois. There are 1,600 people living there, and a large part of them speak patois. The total number, nobody knows.
As Maître says, the total number of people who speak patois in its many forms across cantons Geneva, Vaud, Neuchâtel, Jura, Valais and Fribourg is unknown. But one thing is certain, patois is a form of identity, and its appeal knows no boundaries.
There is a sense of proximity between the people who speak patois. And there are people who speak patois not only in Switzerland, but also, and more than in Switzerland, in Italy, in northern Italy. And people from one side to another of the border and of the passes can understand each other. So they feel like brothers.
So how would these cross-border brothers wish one another a happy new year? Would it be in patois or in French? Maître gives us both options. First in patois.
Bonjour et bonne année.
And secondly in French.
Bonne année.